USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there's no basis for the Democratic chair of the House Intelligence Committee to announce plans to launch a broad new investigation looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election and Trump's foreign interests. Democratic Congressman John Garamundi feels otherwise.
We'll investigate everything that could be troublesome to this country, and that is the president's finances. How about talking about the Emoluments Clause and the Trump Hotel here in town?
Top political figures in Virginia are facing allegations. Virginia's attorney general says he too wore blackface. Mark Herring says he dressed up for a party in 1980, began with Governor Ralph Northam. He's been urged to resign after a 1984 yearbook page showed a man in blackface and a man in a KKK costume. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The president discusses a bipartisan bill that he signed into law at the State of the Union Address. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump highlighted some of his accomplishments at the State of the Union Address on Tuesday night, including the First Step Act, a major reform of the criminal justice system. One of his invited guests at the State of the Union Address last night was Matthew Charles from Tennessee, whom President Trump said was the first person released under the new law. Charles shares his reaction when the president signed the act into law.
Then to witness the president not only state that he was going to sign it prior to him signing it, but to actually see him on C-SPAN sign it, I mean, it was just remarkable for everybody that witnessed it.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old police veteran was shot and killed in Milwaukee while trying to serve a warrant. This was the third officer killed in the line of duty in the past 8 months. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United Nations says claims that the war on terror is in its final phase are premature. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
A United Nations report says international terrorist groups carried out more attacks in Iraq and Syria in the last 6 months of 2018 than in any other countries, and Islamic State extremists were primarily to blame. The UN says in the report that was released on Wednesday that the Islamic State and its affiliates, quote, continue to pose the main and best resourced international terrorist threat, while Al-Qaeda also remains resilient. Experts say ISIS fighters remain under intense military pressure in their stronghold in eastern Syria, but they've showed a determination to resist and the capability to still be able to counterattack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren apologized after declaring on a state bar of Texas registration card in 1986 that she was American Indian. She said she wanted to clarify her heritage.
I'm not a tribal citizen, and I should have been more mindful of the distinction with tribal citizenship and tribal sovereignty. And that is why I apologize to Chief Baker and why I've made a very public apology.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.